Because ballot question 3 passed yesterday, Massachusetts will soon become the 18th state to make marijuana legal for patients with debilitating diseases. But first, the language of the ballot initiative must be turned into law. So WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the twists and turns of what happens now.
A strong majority, 63% of voters, approved the medical marijuana question, many with the sentiments of Claire Winthrop from Sharon.
I just think it's ridiculous not to allow medical use of marijuana.
Now, the task of turning the question into law is largely in the hands of the State Department of Public Health. Here's a short timeline. The law takes effect January 1st. The department will then have 120 days, about 4 months, to clarify some key sections, including just what is a 60-day supply of marijuana, and who will qualify to run the 35 marijuana dispensaries that are supposed to be up and running for the end of next year. One thing is certain, they will not be welcome in every city and town.
We do not want these marijuana dispensaries in the town of Wakefield.
Stephen Mayo, Wakefield's town administrator, says residents will consider a ban on medical marijuana dispensaries at town meeting next week. He says town leaders are concerned that medical marijuana will increase drug use overall and...
We feel there's incidents of crime around these facilities. It brings down property values. We do not have a medical facility in Wakefield where one of these might be convenient towards after you get your treatment. We just felt that this was not what we wanted to have in Wakefield.
One idea afloat on Beacon Hill is a six-month delay in the law so that cities and towns will have time to look at the effects of medical marijuana. The Massachusetts Municipal Association supports the delay. Law enforcement leaders are also hoping lawmakers clarify parts of the law. Wayne Sampson, the director of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association, says police aren't sure who will oversee the dispensaries and enforce the law.
We believe that the petition was written in a way that's going to make it very difficult for the state to set regulations, such as inspections, and we believe that the legislature is going to have to step in to clarify some of the uncertainties.
And then there's the question of which doctors will sign certificates allowing patients to buy marijuana. The Massachusetts Medical Society is urging doctors to refrain from authorizing marijuana use. These certificates, by the way, are not prescriptions, and insurance does not cover the use of medical marijuana because, in part, it is still illegal under federal law. In Rhode Island, medical marijuana dispensaries were authorized in 2009, but none exist yet. Joanne Lepinen, director of the Rhode Island Patient Advocacy Coalition, says supporters of the law in Massachusetts must remain vigilant.
It has been a bit of a process in Rhode Island. We have had to stay on top of it. If the focus is on the patients, everything else comes into place.
There are lots of details ahead. Will the state tax marijuana, even though it doesn't tax prescription drugs? Will employers allow workers to smoke or otherwise ingest marijuana on the job? Governor Patrick, who expressed some concerns about the ballot question, said today that Massachusetts will, quote, learn as we go with medical marijuana, as the state has in other areas of health care reform. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.